You're listening to SBS News.
The head of the World Health Organization says the number of cases of COVID-19 is continuing to rise, even in countries that have successfully suppressed the virus. The Director General of the World Health Organization, Dr. Tedros Ghebreyesus, says countries must stay alert to the possibility of resurgence.
It took more than 2 months for the first 100,000 cases to be reported. For the past 2 weeks, more than 100,000 new cases have been reported almost every single day. Almost 75% of recent cases come from 10 countries, mostly in the Americas and South Asia. However, we also see increasing numbers of cases in Africa, Eastern Europe, Central Asia, and the Middle East. Even in countries that have demonstrated the ability to suppress transmission.
When asked about the safety of air travel as borders opened up across Europe this week, the WHO's Executive Director of the Health Emergencies Programme, Mike Ryan, warned that there was no zero risk in any environment.
What we need to do is identify the risks that may be involved or the increased risk that may be associated with travel. We need to try and reduce those risks to the absolute minimum and be able to mitigate any negative impacts.
Spain has put its tourism industry to the test by allowing thousands of Germans to fly to its Balearic Islands without a 14-day quarantine. Officials say the pilot program will help authorities gauge what's needed to guard against possible virus flare-ups. Daniel Burguding, one of the first tourists arriving at the airport in Mallorca from Cologne, is happy to be there.
We feel very safe. Of course, it's a special situation, but we only have the 2 weeks of vacation and then we have it now before the birth, my wife is pregnant. And we also feel good about it.
In China, Beijing's Yuan Hospital has begun mass testing of thousands of people after China confirmed 49 new cases of the coronavirus following more than 70,000 tests. Of the new cases, 36 were reported on Monday in Beijing, traced to a wholesale market that supplies much of the city's meat and vegetables. The director of Beijing's Municipal Government Information Office, Xu Hejian, says the authorities have taken swift action.
Recently, a new clustered outbreak appeared at Beijing's Xinfadi wholesale market. The risk of this outbreak spreading is very high, and we must continue to take decisive measures to defend against outside cases and internal resurgences, and mobilize all units to take responsibility.
A government discipline official says the deputy head of the district where the outbreak took place, the Xinfadi market manager, and a third official have been fired for not carrying out their responsibilities properly. South Korea is continuing to see dozens of daily new coronavirus cases in the area of its capital, Seoul, with transmission linked to care centres. The Health and Welfare Ministry reported 37 new virus cases in the country, with 22 of them occurring in the Seoul metropolitan area. Yoon Tae-ho is a senior South Korean Health and Welfare Ministry official.
We are very concerned that sporadic mass infection continues in the metropolitan area, and the virus is spreading particularly through daycare centers and nursing facilities for senior citizens. We are making our best efforts in tracking people who have had contact with confirmed virus patients, but we are still facing limitations to catching up the rapid speed of virus spread. The quarantine authorities are utilizing all the resources we can get to prevent further mass infection in the metropolitan area.
Singapore will end most of its coronavirus restrictions measures on Friday with the reopening of restaurants and shops. Social gatherings of up to five people will also be allowed when the majority of activities resume after more than 2 months of safety measures. The anti-malarial drug hydroxychloroquine and its alleged effectiveness against COVID-19 continues to make headlines, just hours after the US Food and Drug Administration revoked its emergency use authorization for hydroxychloroquine to treat COVID-19. President Donald Trump said other countries had provided great reports on the effectiveness of the drug and complained that only US agencies had failed to grasp its benefit.
All I know is that we've had some tremendous reports. I've had a lot of people tell me that they think it saved their lives. You know, the one woman who's a fantastic woman, the representative from Detroit, she was fantastic. But there are many people like that that say the same thing. So I don't know, but I took it and I felt good about taking it. I don't know if it had an impact, but it certainly didn't hurt me. I feel good.
Finally, a Hollywood tradition has fallen victim to the coronavirus. The Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences says the Oscars awards ceremony will be held in April next year instead of February. The film production industry has been shut down this year because of coronavirus restrictions, and this year's awards ceremony was also delayed. And you can keep up to date on the coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Alan Lee, SBS News.